This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Worldwide, the number of people who have died from COVID-19 is more than 114,000, while the number of confirmed cases is well above 1.8 million. In the United States, there are more than 22,000 deaths and more than 560,000 confirmed cases. The top U.S. infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, warned Sunday there is an extraordinary risk of the further spread of the ravaging coronavirus if the United States has reopened to business and sense of normalcy too quickly. Fauci told CNN it's not going to be a light switch to regenerate U.S. commerce as government recommendations for safe distancing between people end on April 30th. He held out hope that in some days the country could return to work and routine day-to-day activities next month, but he did say that it's likely to be different in various parts of the country depending on the number of cases in specific communities and whether testing has shown that most people are not affected. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson was discharged from a London hospital Sunday after spending 8 days there battling the new coronavirus. Speaking on Twitter, he thanked National Health Service staff for their care he received. In a statement, a government spokesman said that the Prime Minister would not immediately be returning to work and thanked the staff at St. Thomas's Hospital for the brilliant care that he received. Israel locked down mainly ultra-Orthodox Jewish areas of Jerusalem Sunday to try to contain the spread of the virus from the densely populated neighborhoods where the infection rate is high. The neighborhoods are mostly home to large families living in close quarters, leading to high rates of infections. Christians around the world celebrated Easter on Sunday, but their observances were different this year because of the virus. This is VOA News. South Korea has reported 25 new cases of the coronavirus and 3 more virus-related deaths. That increases its total to 10,537 infections and 217 fatalities. South Korea's Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Monday said at least 929 cases were linked to passengers arriving from abroad, with most of them detected over the past 3 weeks. South Korea's caseload has slowed from early March, when it was reporting around 500 new cases a day, but officials have raised concerns over a broad acquired spread, pointing to transmissions at bars and other leisure facilities that supposedly indicate eased attitudes towards social distancing. A federal judge ruled that Alabama could not ban abortions as part of the state's response to coronavirus. U.S. District Judge Myron Thompson Sunday issued a preliminary injunction to prevent the state from forbidding abortions as part of a ban on elective medical procedures during the COVID-19 pandemic. Thompson says abortion providers can decide whether a procedure can wait. The ruling was a victory for abortion rights advocates who are fighting efforts in Texas, Ohio, Alabama, and other states to prohibit abortion services during the COVID-19 pandemic. A lawyer for a clinic said that it will ensure abortion remains available in Alabama. The number of confirmed corona cases in Mexico below 5,000, with fewer than 300 deaths. In contrast to its northern neighbor, the U.S., Mexico has not seen dramatic spikes in confirmed coronavirus cases. Still, authorities are bracing for more cases that could put a strain on hospitals. Drivers have been able to find a new way of testing by pulling up to a makeshift medical center where they are met by health workers in protective suits. The individual's temperature is checked and samples taken for testing. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange apparently fathered 2 children with a lawyer representing him while he was sequestered in the Ecuadorian embassy in London, according to a British newspaper. The mother of his children, 37-year-old South African lawyer Stella Morris, told the Mail on Sunday the couple have 2 sons, aged 1 and 2, both conceived while Assange was in the embassy and kept secret from media and intelligence agencies monitoring his activity. The paper said Morris has been engaged to Assange since 2017. Both of their children are British citizens. Assange watched the births on a video link, according to the paper. Australian-born Assange was dragged out of the embassy last year after a 7-year standoff. More at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.